Badgers have the ball. They still have a timeout available. Liberty has two available. Crowell, Wall, Asijan, Klesman, and Hepburn on the floor for Wisconsin. Cleveland, McGee, Van Zant, Rode, and Preston out there for Liberty.
See if they can apply what they learned from that Rutgers game and the number of times they had opportunities to take the lead in the closing minute.
Connor Asijan, front court, sideline, left will inbound. Into Hepburn, throwing a Wall at the top, turns to Klesman high on the right. Klesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand, good off the glass. 42.7 to play, 72-71 Wisconsin. Darius McGee to the front court, timeout Liberty. So good action on the ATO from Wisconsin. They let Klesman be the man, and Max delivers. Badgers up one, 39 to play, 26 to shoot for Liberty.
We got a lot of air under the ball on that layup attempt, knowing that he would have to get it up on the glass, and he did so, driving into the paint off his left hand and scoring Max Klesman.
Klesman hit the first and only three of the day for Wisconsin, and then on the drive off the wing, taking it from the right wing to low on the left and finishing with the left hand, 72-71 Wisconsin.
I didn't see a whole lot of separation with Cleveland either. You could not have contested that any better than Cleveland did.
Well, Max just a little bit better. Winner of this game will play the winner of the Central Florida-Oregon game. Those two teams will play in Eugene at 6:30 Central tonight. Wisconsin's longest lead of the day has been six. Liberty briefly led by seven. Otherwise, it's been pretty much airtight throughout. 39 seconds to play, 26 to shoot. Wisconsin 72, Liberty 71. Crowell, Wall, Asijan, Hepburn, and Klesman out there. Rode, Cleveland, Darius McGee, Colin Porter, Joseph Van Zant for the Flames. Inbounds pass, backcourt for Porter. Takes it to the front court against Klesman, 35 seconds to play. Porter on the dribble on the right wing against Connor Asijan. Porter, baseline right, drives, kicks it out the road. Open three, left side, in and out, no good. Tipped up, no. Rebound Asijan. He is fouled by Van Zant as somehow both the shot, the first shot, and then the tip stayed out. 24 seconds to play. Free throws coming up for the Badgers, up by one.
Well, Rode had a terrific line on that shot. It was an open, uncontested shot, and Van Zant was in perfect position to tip. Perfect.
He was. Van Zant called for the foul, his fourth, and Connor Asijan is at the free throw line, an 89% foul shooter. He has 6 points, five boards today. His first free throw attempts this afternoon. Badgers in the double bonus. 1 point lead, Wisconsin. First free throw is Asijan, rattles out, no good. 72-71, Wisconsin with 24 seconds to play. Second free throw coming up for the freshman out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Carter Gilmore ready to check back in. Second free throw is good, 73-71, Wisconsin. Gilmore in, Crowell out. And now Brody Peebles back in. For Van Zant, Peebles is a capable three-point shooter, but you're thinking it's McGee. If this is if they go for the gusto, here's Darius McGee up the right sideline, 20 seconds to play. McGee front court, high screen Cleveland, 17 seconds. McGee against Gilmore now. McGee on the dribble, behind the back right lane line, runs it up, no good. Rebound, Cleveland had it, lost it. Klesman has it for Wisconsin. 6 seconds left. Klesman is fouled. Klesman will shoot two for the Badgers. Up by two here at the Kohl Center in Madison.
I think it's notable that Carter Gilmore was entrusted with going one-on-one with McGee, and he had to shoot over his size.
Stood right in there. Carter Gilmore just doing all those things that don't show up on a stat sheet. Klesman at the line. Badgers lead 73-71, 6 seconds to play. Klesman with 5 points in the game. First free throw, money. 74-71, Wisconsin. And a timeout is taken. 6 seconds to play. Wisconsin 74, Liberty 71.
Well, I'm sure Max Klesman would have liked to have been more of a contributor in the first half than he was, but he got into foul trouble and he had to sit. He sat for a really long time, played only 7 minutes and 33 seconds. But he's emerged when the Badgers needed him the most. He was the one with the three. The only three Wisconsin has scored here today.
Yeah.
1 of 15, but it was Max who hit it. And then he hit a driving layup with 42 seconds left here in regulation to give him a 72-71 lead. And it's Klesman who goes to the free throw line.
That old line, it's not how many, sometimes it's when. And at closing time, Max Klesman is getting it done. Second free throw coming up for Klesman. Jonathan Jackson, a 6'4 junior, has checked in for Liberty. 6 seconds to play. Wisconsin 74, Liberty 71. Big free throw for Klesman. Can make this a two-possession game. Free throw on the way. It's good. 75-71 Wisconsin with 6 seconds to play. Inbounds pass to Porter up the left sideline. Got by Klesman. Porter leaning, taking a three. He missed it. Gilmore the rebound. And the Badgers will advance. What an entertaining basketball game today. Two teams with NCAA aspirations, but getting after it in the NIT, and the Badgers emerge 4 points better.
Boy, oh boy, did they both compete. I think that's the greatest endorsement you can make for this NIT tournament, a second round game, that you can say with great confidence that both Liberty and Wisconsin competed right to the wire.
They really did.
And in the final minute, we brought it up that Wisconsin had all sorts of chances against Rutgers and just wasn't able to get it done. They had a shot at the very buzzer to even put themselves in the win column. Well, today was a little bit different the way it unfolded and played itself out, but the Badgers made the plays coming down the stretch. Whether it was a simple defensive one-on-one, Gilmore versus McGee, a defensive rebound by Klesman, they made those plays, the little plays, the winning plays, that gave them a chance to walk out of here a victor.
And the Badgers will play either at Oregon or home against UCF, as we'll be joined courtside by Chucky Hepburn, a career-high 27 points here today. I think I asked you, Chucky, a few weeks ago if you're used to these close games. I guess you just expect games to go down the wire, don't you?
Yeah, I kind of expect them at this point. You know, we got to play to the end. You know, that's why I love this team. We were down a couple points. You know, that didn't stop us from nothing. You know, we persevered and believed in each other, so that's why we got the win tonight.
Chucky, what was it about your game and even the matchups that allowed you to be so assertive in driving the ball to the rim today?
Absolutely. You know, I just realized that they had smaller guards, so I knew that they couldn't stay in front of me. And I took my advantage, and I was able to score.
Yeah, you look bouncy, extra bouncy here today. Did you feel extra good today physically?
Absolutely. You know, my knees have been feeling a little bit better the past few weeks. So, you know, I'm thankful for that, thankful for my team believing me, and I love to get the win.
Is there a little extra motivation, too, for a guard when your match against a team has a marquee guard in McGee that it gives you a little more fuel?
Absolutely. You know, players like that, you know, you love to play against because it's going to be a battle the whole night. You know, they're not going to lay down, and we're not going to lay down, so we're going to get at you guys, and they're going to get us too.
We were just pointing out, last one before we let you go, we enjoy watching you guys play so much. Didn't know, because you guys, everybody wants to play in the NCAA tournament. You guys just love being around each other, though, don't you?
Absolutely love being around each other. Love playing extra basketball, you know. We could have been in a situation where we were first-round exit in the NCAA tournament like Purdue, but, you know, that wasn't the case. We're still playing basketball in March, and, you know, NIT or March Madness, you know, we're still playing basketball. We love to do it, so love it.
And I know you love being with your teammates, so we'll turn you loose. Let you with your teammates. All right, man. Congratulations. Chucky Hepburn joining us courtside. A career best 27 points for Chucky Hepburn today as the Badgers defeat Liberty in a really entertaining college basketball game here this afternoon. Final score, Wisconsin 75, Liberty 71. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin Badgers in yet another game decided by 5 points or less. They're 12-7 in such games this season after a 75-71 win against the Liberty Flames. Career high 27 points for Chucky Hepburn. Tyler Wall with 16, Stephen Crowe with 14, and Max Klesman saved his 7 points for the final 2 minutes, which were obviously critical for Wisconsin to get out of here in advance of the third round.
Matt, at halftime, in our discussion with Jim Polzin, we both drew the same conclusion about the value of playing in a tournament, a secondary tournament like the NIT versus the NC2A. Everybody's hearts, everybody's goals are set on playing in the big dance. However, you have to take advantage of the opportunities that are given to you or allowed to you or available to you more so than anything else. Think about what Wisconsin has done in these two games. Stephen Crowell, a career high 36 points. We saw the Badgers today rally down the stretch and win a game that they've lost most of the year at times in the final minute by making winning plays. Wouldn't have had the privilege of watching this were it not for this forum to continue playing.
Yeah, and it's so interesting to see because every program has to do what is in its best interest. North Carolina, you know, opted not to play in this tournament. Michigan had a couple guys, they held out. They played, and they you know, had one get away from them against Vanderbilt yesterday. But I don't know, it just seems like it tells you something about the culture of this Wisconsin program. This is an NCAA tournament regular, the Wisconsin Badgers, and we saw them after a really good start to the season. It was a season of stop and start, it seemed like. One step forward, one step or two steps back. And they could have like, okay, nah, let's don't. You know, you got some guys banged up, but the fact that they have played and as hard as they continue to play this season, I think that speaks a little something, or maybe more than a little something, about the culture of this Wisconsin program. No,
absolutely. And I think another beneficiary of this, especially here today, were the fans.
Because, they were good.
Because they were really good. Maybe a little over 10,000. I don't know what the official attendance is. But again, this is a group of fans too that might not have been season ticket holders necessarily. Yep. So you got fresh eyes, people who really wanted to be here to watch college basketball.
Yep.
I think I appreciate that much more than anything else.
Yeah. They list the attendance here at 10,436, and if it's off, I don't think it's off by much. You're into it. So if you want another game here at the Kohl Center, you got to be a big UCF fan tonight. Be all about Johnny Dawkins and Central Florida, because here's how it works. If Oregon wins, Oregon would get the home floor against against Wisconsin. The Ducks are the top seed in this particular region, the lower left side of the NIT bracket. Oregon and UCF will tip at 6:30 Central Time tonight. If Oregon wins, the Badgers travel out west. If UCF wins, UCF travels to the Kohl Center in Madison. Specific day and time, TBD. But the Badgers will advance to the third round of the NIT. 75-71, Wisconsin outscores Liberty. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Update your home with 11% off Menards' huge selection of Shaw flooring. Shop from our expansive selection of soft and luxurious carpet to durable laminate and waterproof vinyl plank. These floors provide top-notch performance. Citadel Vinyl Plank Flooring is just $199 per square foot after 11% rebate now at Menards. Good through March 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
'75-'71, Wisconsin defeats Liberty this afternoon. The Badgers end up 54% for the field, and that was the work inside the arc. 27 of 50, 1 of 15 outside the arc. That one mattered a lot. Max Klesman, just under 2 minutes left in the game, and what was really big was getting to the foul line and converting again. 20 of 24, the Badgers at the foul line. Liberty ends up 47% for the field, 8 of 27 from long range. 11 of 17 from the foul line. Darius McGee with 31 points, but just 4 of 15 from the arc. His work was a lot of those tough drives to the cup that he had, but he's got that in the book bag, so that allows him to end up with a big night scoring 31 points.
So hard to contain because of his quickness getting to the rim and his finishing ability, but the batters did about as good a job as they possibly could, especially down the stretch. I thought more so than anything else, and that's the key. My biggest concern just watching the way this game was playing itself out is that you've got a scorer like McGee that, you know, you can do everything perfect. defensively and can still make a basket. I think back to Edie. There's so many occasions where you play a Zach Edie on the final. It comes down to one possession. They get the ball to the Giant. Yep. He can turn and score. I had kind of that inkling, too, with McGee that his release is so quick, and there's no limit to his range. Any place on the floor, we saw that at different points today.
Yeah, he was good. Kyle Rode, we talked about it. He was really impressive. He got things cranked up in the second half, 16 points in the game, 10 in the second half. So it's a good team. As advertised, this Liberty team will conclude its season 27-9. The Badgers now at 19-14, and again, will play either Oregon or UCF in round three of this NIT.
You know, and luck does factor into sports activity, sports competition. I mean, you think back to the shot, the three-pointer by Rode. We had a direct line to it. But even more so, Van Zandt was right there for the tip. Mm-hmm. Or even the grab, secure, go back up for the putback.
Yeah, no, it was
either
there.
Or.
Yeah, both of those looked like they easily could have fallen in. The rattle out from three and then the tip. That was
so on another
on
day,
the
maybe,
yeah.
maybe they score.
Yeah,
but that was not today.
We've seen that a lot with Wisconsin, right, where the luck hasn't been on their side. Well, today maybe at crunch time it was. But they made some of their own luck as well. Max Klesman doing some great work on the offensive end down the stretch. When we continue, we'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger Basketball. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
75-71, Wisconsin defeats Liberty here in the second round of the NIT. This is the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard portion of the show, running out of Big Ten teams. Badgers still standing in the NIT. Michigan State and Indiana play lead today in the NCAA tournament. Spartans will take on Marquette, while Indiana will square off with the Miami Hurricanes. And again, it sets up an intriguing Sweet 16 for IU if it gets through the Canes here today. They would take on Kelvin Sampson in Houston. And the Michigan State Marquette game with a very obvious storyline there, Joey Hauser going up against his former team.
Going back to the IU game, if Race Thompson plays like he did in their first game of the tournament, they got a pretty good chance. Race Thompson had 20 points. He was 8 of 11 from the field, had 9 rebounds. So what a compliment inside to Jackson Davis, who had his standard 24 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 block shots.
Yeah, you're right. And then it's Kentucky and Kansas State, and the Michigan State Marquette winner will get either Kentucky or K-State. So that bracket's opened up a little bit, obviously, with Purdue losing in the first round. And Marquette, with its win on Friday, it's the first NCAA tournament win for that program in 10 years. So they got that out of the way now. So maybe they can go exhale. And you know, Tyler Kolick was not very, he got banged up a little bit, didn't have
True.
A typical Tyler Kolick kind of day. But Cam Jones picked him off. That I think it's really a fascinating matchup today.
You know what most people are doing, though?
Gone, long gone.
That's
yeah.
the bracket.
a lot of brackets got blown up and rather quickly.
Which I think it's kind of the allure of this postseason, isn't it? Always has been.
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
unknown.
Yeah, and maybe always say this year more than ever, but we probably said the same thing last year and the year before. One game in the books today in the NCAA. Xavier has advanced with an 84-73 win against Pitt. Pitt. So Sean Miller's team, which lost to Marquette in the Big East Tournament Championship game with a couple of wins, though, in this NCAA tournament. So Xavier will advance to the Sweet 16. Wisconsin advances to round three of the NIT with a 75-71 win against Liberty. And we'll have more as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is deeply committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust. Whenever you shop at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, you are assured of quality parts and service and a huge selection of name-brand products every time you shop. Or give shopping online a try at mybumpertobumperstore.com. The auto parts you need, the value you expect. That's your locally owned bumper-to-bumper, keeping the motoring public on the road. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Wisconsin advances a 75-71 win against Liberty. Chucky Hepburn with 27, a career high for him. Darius McGee with 31. Kyle Rode with 16. No other Flame player in double figures. Tyler Wall had 16 for the Badgers. Stephen Crow had 14 all in the first half of play.
We have to mention it again because we'd be remiss if we didn't, that coming down the stretch, because of a screen, the Badgers switched on defense. And one of the reasons you saw Greg Gard substitute Carter Gilmore late, so that offense defensive thing that you continuously pointed out. But Gilmore switched off on McGee, yeah, and made it difficult, made it a tough drive for McGee. And then it was Max Klesman who got the defensive rebound and was fouled. Mm-hmm. So that sequence, you had two guys who don't get a whole lot of attention outside of this community and this program, who did little things, winning plays, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it be Gilmore making a very tough shot for McGee, or Klesman just cleaning up on the glass.
That's what they've loved about Gilmore throughout the course of this season. We've talked about it, you know, numerous occasions, and even Carter would tell you that, yeah, my next step is to be a more of a threat on the offensive end. But, you know, a guy out there a lot of times playing very much as an undersized five and then gets out there on the switch. If you're Darius McGee, you got to say, okay, I'll take my chances with this. But Carter did his job and forced a tough shot. And you're right, those little things. You look at the box score, and with Gilly, you don't see any points. You see five rebounds. That matters. But that was a big-time defensive play in a crunch-time moment.
And it's, again, what Greg Gard has done over the last 2 years. He even did it last year a little bit because of the ability to switch with Gard, which is exactly what happened. They set the screen. Gilmore switches, gives him a better matchup against McGee, though I'm not sure it's a good matchup for McGee. He's that good. He's a marquee player.
Yeah, they're just walking by right now, Darius McGee and Kyle Rowe. That is a pretty good duo that head coach Richie McKay has had here this season. Badgers win it as they advance 75-71 over Liberty. Back to wrap things up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 23. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
Drifters, Polka, that's from the Sidemen, where Don Hunjady got together with a bunch of the guys and put together this album called The Sidemen. All right, we're going to do a little St. Paddy's Gay Day tune again here, shall we? And what we're going to do here, a little bit of Heaven. Yeah, I was going to do that one too. But it's the same old shillelagh.
But it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. Even a man as proud as he when he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl an innocent mitt. And nibble a bit would laugh at it and my dad would have a picture. It's the same old shillelagh my father could lick a dozen men. As soon as I'd get up, the guardian knocked him down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. 50 years ago my father left old Ireland shore. I landed here shillelagh in hand and never a penny more. Got a job and then a wife and then a family. And then he died and left his old shillelagh stick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. And never a man as proud as he when he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it in his spit. And nibble a bit would laugh at it and my dad would have a ditch. And it's the same old shillelagh my father could lick a dozen men. As soon as it get up, the guardian knocked him down again. And many's the time he used it on me to make me understand. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. Force is the only thing to do. Instead of having one nice stick, the gory I'll have two. If there's a fight, I'll be all right, no one to bother me. As long as I have the old shillelagh my father left to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. But give it a man as proud as he when he walked with it in his hand. He'd lead the band on Paddy's Day and twirl it in his spit. And nibble a bit but laugh at it and me dad but have a bit. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh my father can lick.
Kiss again.
was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all ye jolly young fellows, I'll have yous take warden by me. And whenever you're at come the liquor, me lads, beware of the pretty colleen.
They'd run around free when the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do, build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
It was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Them unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried, and the waters came down and sort of floated them away, and that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Polka dancing in Wisconsin, it is here to stay.
A salute to Tommy Thompson and Alvin Stachinski. A salute to Tommy Thompson and Alvin Stachinski. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, that's the law you see. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, that's for you and me. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, I am going to say thank you, Tommy Thompson and Alvin Stachinski. Thank you, Tommy Thompson and Alvin Stachinski. Dancing in Wisconsin, that's the law you see. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, that's for you and me. Polka dancing in Wisconsin, I am going to say thank you, Tommy Thompson and Alvin Stachinski. Thank you, Tommy Thompson and Alvin Stachinski.
Stachinski and the boys and polka dancing in Wisconsin. How about that? Well, with that, we're going to take a little break, huh? And we'll be back with another segment here of the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with Tim, the polka guy, keeping you company. I think we'll bring one more tune here from Alvin. I think we'll do that the Grandma and Grandpa song, okay? As soon as we come back after these messages, we'll be right back here on the new WFHR.
Children got together to ask if I would write a song for Grandma and Grandpa because they are so nice. They gave me their ideas, the things they love to do. I put them all into a song. I wrote them just for you. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha e jadush, you know that I love you. Going to a ball game, fishing on the lake. Hey, eating Grandma's cookies and tasting Grandma's cake. Going to the circus when it comes to town. Hey, eating cotton candy and laughing at the clowns. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babusha e jadush, you know that I love you. Chocolate ice cream, going for a ride. Hey, swinging on a swing or sliding down a slide. Going for a pony ride on a sunny day. Hey, saying that you love me in so many ways. Oh, Grandma and Grandpa, you know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. You know that I love you.
know that I love you. I love all the little things that you say and do. A walk through the park, a trip to the zoo. Babushai-jadush, you know that I love you.
He was a mighty man. Listen to what I'm telling you now. Mighty, mighty man.
Shillelagh O'Sullivan.
There's many a man that rode a horse across the western plain. There's never been one like the Irishman. O'Sullivan was the name. He never packed a shooting iron. The need he never felt. But two shillelaghs always there, a-hanging on his belt.
Oh, yippee-ki-yi-yo, me buckle.
Me garter and yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Ah, the shillelagh. Of course, you know, we call it the Tipperary rifle. You never have to reload it. This bronco-busting Irishman from the sod of Erin's Isle was after living peaceful-like. He always wore a smile. But when the smile was leaving him, in a fight he'd come unwound. Bad cess to any crossing him, they'd wind up on the ground.
Oh, yippee-ki-yi-yo, me bucko.
Oh, they got it in yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Why, he was so strong, O'Sullivan, he could put his right hand in his own left hip pocket, and he could hold himself out at arm's length.
No man can do that.
It's O'Sullivan I'm talking about.
Oh, well, he could.
At throwing a rope for Brandon Cavs, he was a mighty man. At drawing his two shillelaghs now, the fastest in the land. Twould have been a sad mistake, me boy, to reach for a 44. Before you could get the hammer cocked, he'd have you on the floor.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay-o, me bucko.
Oh, big order and yippee-ki-yo.
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a go.
Did you know now that O'Sullivan played the Irish harp?
No!
Oh, sure, and he did. He put 75 strings on his two shillelaghs. He stretched them out 24 feet, and he had four leprechauns dance on them to make the music.
Oh, the wonder of it!
Oh, sure, and he would charm the coyotes out of the hills. Across the range from morning till night, he rode for days and days, a-fixing fences here and there and a-picking up the strays. A cattle spread he really built as big as Ireland, where he could range a million head and a shamrock be his brand.
Oh, yippee-ki-yay-o, me bucko!
Oh, big order and yippee-ki-yo!
To Shillelagh O'Sullivan, he'd give any man a bit of his lip,
the back of his hand, the toe of his shoe to boot.
Oh, to Shillelagh O'Sullivan.
Now, if you're ever riding through the sagebrush wilderness, then you suddenly come upon acres and acres of shamrocks, sprinkled with stardust. Well, you'll be after knowing that you've just arrived at the O'Sullivan spread, known as the Lazy Leprechaun. Stop in, won't you? Sure, and they'll give you a belt of Bushmills.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Well, we're on the backside of the polka show. Yeah, we got about 7 minutes left in our program. And I thought we'd finish up here maybe a tune or so from the old Bernie Roberts band. Mm-hmm.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.